This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by fellow Torch columnist Sean Radican for a review of the Survivor Series pay-per-view from last night in Boston. Sean, you were there live at the arena for the show. I think we talked a little bit about this on Sunday, that it seemed like there was more energy in the arena than it showed up on TV. But what was your overall impression of the pay-per-view itself and then live being there in the arena?
I thought the pay-per-view was just barely thumbs up being there live. It probably didn't translate as well to TV as it did live. The crowd seemed really hot before the show, and then during some of the entrances they popped really loud, but during the actual matches, a lot of dead reaction. It was just a lot of the in-ring action was really poor, and the stuff with Hardy kind of seemed to take a toll as well after a while. So overall, a slight thumbs up, but I can't say it's anything worth going out of your way to see. Especially, I think just being there live, and there was a really good atmosphere for some of the better parts of the show. And I was surprised it didn't translate to TV, because I was exchanging some emails with Wade on the way back home, and he was asking me questions, and because I read some things in his report about stuff that didn't translate, like with Cena coming out and so forth. So
yeah,
I don't know. It was a definitely a crowd that was excited to initially to see the product, and was excited for Cena and some of the bigger stars. But I think the lame wrestling like took its toll.
Yeah, what was the reaction to Cena live? I mean, it was funny because I wrote 90% Cena reaction during the formal ring intro to the main event, and then you texted me and you said 90% pro Cena. It seemed like the last time they were in Boston, Cena was booed. What was kind of the vibe you got on why Cena was cheered, about 90% tonight?
I don't know what change between the last time I saw him there was at SummerSlam where he faced SummerSlam 2006 where he faced Edge in the main event, and he got a heavy mix of boos and cheers, and before the show they're booing him when he appeared on screen, and then by the end of the show he came out to almost no boos. The roof blew off the place when he came out. So it was definitely a very different reaction. I don't know. Maybe the video could just work with the hometown angle or, him standing outside of the garden.
Yeah.
But he definitely, he's definitely the most over guy on the entire roster.
Yeah, yeah. opening match was Team Shawn Michaels against Team JBL. This was about 18 minutes or so. MVP kind of, I guess, ended his streak of losing or non-pinfalls when he scored a pinfall in this one. Team Michaels won with a combination of Kali, Rey Mysterio, and Shawn Michaels when Michaels pinned, was it Morrison with Sweet Chin Music? Opening match, Shawn Michaels starts the show. Honestly, nothing really stands out to me in this match, but what's your take on this match and what stood out to you?
A solid, Survivor Series elimination type match. The crowd loved HBK, and there was crowd. I think he got a hot tag at one point, and then they had a heat segment on him. He tagged out to Rey, so those parts were really good live. Rey Mysterio and Kali working together with the double teams got over live. So it was a pretty fun match. It wasn't anything spectacular, but it was a good way to open the show. It just the first hour of the show as a whole just seemed to take forever, though.
Yeah, it did. It seemed to drag. I mean, we didn't get any action until about 15 minutes into the show with the announcers, and then 10 ring introductions before the match even started. It was actually 9. Miz and Morrison together. it seemed like Michaels in an opening match, and it just didn't seem right. It's Shawn Michaels. He shouldn't be in an opening match, but it was the right way to kind of get the show started with some energy, and you knew that Michaels and Rey and Kali were going to win this match. No surprise there, but I don't know. It was okay. It just seemed like the Survivor Series concept with five guys is too much. And then that carried over to the next match, which was the Divas match, and this was just all kinds of bad. It went 10 minutes. They had so many pinfalls, unrealistically. Beth Phoenix was a star here, as she kind of tried to right the ship at the end of the match. I guess Candice Michelle was knocked out. We never really got an explanation what happened for her with her, but the finish was Beth pinning, I believe it was Maryse with the glam slam in 10 minutes. So what was your take on this Divas match?
Oh, this was, I don't know. It was like everyone just fell asleep the second this started. And, it wasn't like people went anywhere or were going to get drinks or anything. It was just like, you know, a sold out building just sitting there on their hands. It was just a mess of awkward spots.